Hello, friends. So, life in the time of the corona, right? It's nutty out there. I feel like, on a universal level, the anxiety just in the atmosphere is off the Richter scale, and we're all feeling it and we're all expressing it in our own special ways. Yesterday, I was on the phone with my sister, and she was filling up a water jug full of water from the tap, and she timidly admitted that every time she needs hot water, she puts a water jug under the water spout and ensures that she doesn't lose a drop of water while it's getting warm. And she psychoanalyzed herself by saying that she feels the need to control something right now in a world of chaos, which makes total sense. Me, on the other hand, I have been stockpiling supplements. So if you get on Amazon and you're needing zinc or vitamin C and they're out of stock, it's because of me. I've bought out Amazon.com from all of the immune boosting and respiratory enhancing supplements. So apologies for that. My kitchen literally looks like a pharmacy. I was really bummed to learn that they had run out of my favorite zinc throat spray. It's called Therazinc. It's minty fresh and it's amazing, and I've used it forever. And when I saw that they had run out, I practically had a panic attack, and I checked every single day to see if they were in stock. And they ended up getting six more in stock, and I bought them all. Yep. I bought all of them. So now I will be stocked for life on Therazinc spray, and my breath will never smell bad again. On another note, it seems like during the time of the coronavirus, all monetary transactions look like drug deals. So in my practice, I sell clients packages of eight sessions often for the body work that I do. And obviously, I have clients who have only used a couple of their sessions, and now it's illegal for me to practice for the next at least month. So I had an elderly female client request via email a reimbursement of her package, and I agreed to do so. However, she was not familiar with any of the apps people use for reimbursing people, like Venmo or Apple Pay, and I was out of checks. So I told her I was going to reimburse her with cash. So the morning of the transaction, I had been rummaging through my closet and had pulled out this button-down camo shirt that I hadn't worn since my glory days of being a tween, and I was sporting that along with a gray beanie. And I had agreed to meet her outside of my office. I told her I didn't want to touch anything or open the gate. So we were going to meet on the street corner downtown outside of my office. Mind you, this is a pretty dodgy part of town. There's a lot of colorful characters that hang out around there. So when I arrived and was waiting in my car, I noticed that there was a police car around the corner and they were handcuffing somebody. And I looked down and realized I was holding a wad of 20s and I was about to hand an elderly lady the money, and that probably looked a little suspicious. So when she arrived, I ran across the street and kind of slumped my shoulders as I counted out 20s in front of her, trying to hide what was going on from the general public, with my eyes darting around to see if anyone was eyeing us suspiciously. In retrospect, I was thinking it would have been somewhat hilarious if the police had approached us and inquired what was going down. I'm assuming they would have grabbed their Rottweilers and had them sniff down my car for cocaine, because these are crazy times, and I don't think it would be out of the question for a 30-something-year-old to be buying coke from a 70-something-year-old. So that would have been funny. My friend Angela, who sells supplements as part of her business, had a similar type drug deal-esque transaction go down where a client needed their product. And so she met the client on the side of the road, literally threw a paper bag of their supplements onto the client's hood of the car, and then peeled out. So, yeah, that's what's happened with the monetary system. And then, on another note, it seems like everyone's using Zoom these days for their video conference calls and whatnot. I've been training myself to learn Zoom. I'm learning the ropes, and I had a practice call with my sister today. I'm learning it so that I can try to lure clients with the dope idea of online sessions with me. Not, they're actually totally sucky. I hate them, but it's an option for people who are ignorant enough to agree to have an online therapy session. So my sister and I were talking, and her partner kept passing in the hallway, and it was distracting to me. And then I got the brilliant idea that when she has her conference call later this afternoon, she should cut out a little paper shark fin and then have her partner like crouch down and hold up the fin and then scamper back and forth across the hallway a couple times really fast. So it just like there's looks like there's a fin, like a shark swimming by. And then when her coworkers get confused and start inquiring, she can be like, I don't know what you're talking about, Susie. I know that we all have cabin fever right now, but I can assure you there's no shark in my house. Anyways, I got a laugh out of that. On another note, sexting has gotten interesting. I'm going to read to you a sexting scenario that I may or may not have been involved in. Let me just find it here. Okay, here it is. Random dude. What are you wearing? Me. Nothing. Me. What are you wearing? Him. Nothing. Me. We should merge this scenario soon. Him. Agreed. Me. It will be amazing to touch human flesh after so long without. Me. Or a less creepy sounding version of the above statement. Him. Ha. I was wondering, did you want salt and pepper with that? So, anyways, yeah, we all sound like vampires now because we're all touch deprived, which is actually really sad because touch elevates our serotonin levels and is great for the immune system. And now we can't touch each other. We just have to live in bubbles. So it's sad, and nobody's going to have sex again until 2021. I'd like to read another text transaction. I was texting with my nurse friend, Sarah, the other day, and this is the text that I received from her. Definitely feeling a lot of anxiety right now. Coughed a little bit ago and was like, this is it. I have it. I'm struggling. Me. No. How can I help, love? You want to talk on the phone? Have you taken your temperature? Her. Yeah, my temp gets taken every day at work. I'm at work, thank you. I'm feeling okay now, just frustrated that we can't get tested as employees if we get exposed and are expected to keep coming to work. So that's what the nurses are going through because of the shit show that's going down in hospitals right now with the lack of equipment and just the general mayhem. It completely sucks for her. I mean, it sucks for those of us who are unemployed, just like being couch potatoes, but the suckage is like 100 times worse for those in the front lines. On another note, I'll give you the update of Roscoe, who had called 911 because of his shortness of breath and coughing. Well, his cough continued, as did his shortness of breath, so I forced him to go to urgent care on Saturday. And I was kind of hoping that they would test him for the coronavirus. So I was coaching him on kind of playing up his symptoms a little bit, not lying, because obviously he is having a serious respiratory crisis. But just I knew that they would need to know that he had a fever in order to test him. So he told them that he had a fever, and then kind of explained his symptoms. And they gave him a chest x-ray, which was nice, because that rules out bacterial pneumonia, which would require antibiotics. So he does not have bacterial pneumonia, and the doctor diagnosed him with viral bronchitis, which is, you know, inflammation of the bronchioles due to a virus. So basically, the doctor, you know, didn't give him the corona test, but I find it a little fishy that he has a quote unquote virus of the respiratory system that he's supposed to just go home and wait out and it'll go away. And I'm wondering if people in the medical field are being told to not test people who are young and potentially have it, but are not having severe enough symptoms that they would need to be hospitalized. So I just find that a little suspicious. I just hope that he gets better soon because he's on week 3 of coughing. So I literally sleep with a phone next to my head. I mean, how scary is it? I know that there obviously are other colds and flus and viral infections going around, but how scary for him to end up with this kind of viral infection when there's a deadly one going around. And work-wise, I have no job now, so I'm hiring someone to be my videographer, and I'm going to start a YouTube channel. That's my plan. So I'm going to be a YouTube personality, booyah, and I'm going to have little videos of me going through exercise routines for people to click on and do out of the comfort of their own home. I was thinking maybe I'll even have a couple keto recipe demos on there because that's my jam. I always am cooking little keto treats. So that's what's up my sleeve. I hope that you're having fun and finding things that allow you to relax, like warm baths and funny movies. And stay strong. Bye.